Welcome to the Fulfilling Leadership Podcast, where we empower leaders for fulfillment and success. Join us as we explore the powerful intersection of military leadership principles and fulfillment to achieve greatness. I'm your host, Ricardo Lunat, bringing you over 30 years of experience, including 5 years in the military and diplomatic security services. Get ready to lead with purpose and make a positive impact. Today, we delve into a powerful topic that can shape your leadership journey, dealing with past trauma. Many leaders carry unseen burdens from their past. But what if those experiences could become your greatest source of strength and wisdom? Join us as we explore strategies for healing past trauma and harnessing its power to become a more impactful and fulfilling leader. Let's take a moment to understand what past trauma is. Trauma refers to experiences that overwhelm our ability to cope, leaving lasting emotional and psychological scars. These experiences can range from childhood abuse or neglect to accidents, violence, or even witnessing traumatic events. They disrupt our sense of safety and trust in the world. The effects of past trauma can ripple throughout our lives. We might experience difficulty managing emotions, leading to outbursts of anger or periods of withdrawal. Trust issues can become a barrier in forming healthy relationships, both personally and professionally. Negative self-talk and a fixed mindset can limit our growth and potential. In some cases, trauma can lead to a need for excessive control or, conversely, avoidance of challenges and difficult situations. These impacts are particularly relevant for leaders. Imagine a leader struggling with emotional dysregulation. A heated argument with a team member could trigger an unproductive outburst. Difficulty trusting others could hinder collaboration and communication, creating a team that operates in silos. Self-doubt and limiting beliefs could prevent the leader from taking calculated risks or embracing innovation. A controlling leader might micromanage their team, stifling their growth and initiative. Leaders who avoid challenges might struggle to navigate difficult situations or make tough decisions. It's important to understand that past trauma doesn't have to dictate our leadership style. Many successful leaders have overcome past challenges. By acknowledging the impact of past trauma, we can embark on a healing journey to transform wounds into wisdom, fostering a more fulfilling and impactful leadership style. The good news is, past trauma doesn't have to define us. It can be a catalyst for remarkable growth. By acknowledging and addressing past trauma, leaders unlock a wealth of benefits that contribute to both a more fulfilling personal life and a thriving leadership style. For personal fulfillment, healing from past trauma can lead to greater emotional resilience. You'll develop healthier coping mechanisms to manage difficult emotions effectively. Improve self-esteem and confidence. Freed from negative self-talk and limiting beliefs, you'll step into your power and embrace your potential. Stronger, more authentic relationships. You'll be able to build trusting connections based on vulnerability and open communication. Enhanced sense of purpose. By understanding your experiences, you can find meaning and direction in your life. These benefits translate directly into your leadership practice. Here's how dealing with past trauma empowers you as a leader. Emotional intelligence. Processing past experiences enhances your ability to understand and manage your own emotions while fostering empathy and compassion for others. Stronger decision-making. You'll be better equipped to navigate challenges, make difficult decisions, and lead with clarity under pressure. Inspiring resilience. Your own journey of overcoming past struggles will inspire and motivate your team to face their own challenges. Building a safe and supportive team environment. By leading with vulnerability and understanding, you create a space where trust and open communication can flourish. Empowering growth. you'll be able to recognize and encourage growth in others, fostering a team culture of continuous learning and development. Ultimately, addressing past trauma is an investment in your personal well-being and your leadership capacity. It's a journey from simply surviving to truly thriving, both as an individual and as a leader who empowers others. We've discussed the transformative power of healing from past trauma, but how do you even know if you have unaddressed trauma impacting your life, especially if you haven't connected the dots? Here are some signs that might indicate hidden past trauma. Emotional reactivity. Do you find yourself easily triggered or overwhelmed by seemingly minor situations? Difficulty with trust and intimacy. Are you hesitant to form close relationships, or do you struggle to maintain healthy boundaries? Negative self-talk and limiting beliefs. Do you have a persistent inner critic that holds you back from achieving your goals? Unexplained physical symptoms. Do you experience chronic headaches, stomach aches, or sleep problems with no underlying medical cause? Avoidance behaviors. Do you find yourself subconsciously shying away from situations or conversations that might trigger difficult emotions? Substance abuse or unhealthy coping mechanisms. Do you turn to alcohol, drugs, or other unhealthy behaviors to manage difficult emotions? It's important to remember that these signs can have other explanations. However, if you find several of these resonating with you, it might be worth exploring the possibility of past trauma. Here are some ways to become more aware. Taking time to reflect on your past experiences and recurring thoughts or patterns can be an illuminating exercise. Techniques like meditation can help you connect with your body and emotions, potentially bringing hidden memories or triggers to the surface. A supportive listener can offer valuable insights and help you explore past experiences from a different perspective. By becoming more aware of the potential impact of past trauma, you can take the first step towards healing and unlocking the full potential of your leadership journey. Later on, we'll delve into practical strategies for dealing with past trauma and building a more fulfilling and impactful leadership style. Academic research. The connection between past trauma, leadership, and personal fulfillment is backed by a growing body of academic research. Here are some key findings. The Adverse Childhood Experiences A study, a landmark public health initiative, found a strong correlation between childhood adversity and negative health outcomes in adulthood. This research highlights the long-term impact of trauma on well-being, underscoring the importance of addressing it. Studies suggest that individuals who have healed from past trauma demonstrate higher levels of emotional intelligence. This translates to a greater capacity for self-awareness, empathy, and emotional regulation, all crucial qualities for effective leadership. Research on post-traumatic growth emphasizes the potential for positive transformation following trauma. Leaders who have addressed past challenges can foster a more supportive and understanding environment for their teams, ultimately leading to increased employee well-being and performance. Inspiring stories. The link between overcoming past trauma and achieving leadership success is beautifully illustrated by the journeys of these inspiring individuals. Oprah Winfrey. Oprah's childhood was marked by poverty and abuse, yet she channeled these experiences into a powerful force for good. Through therapy and self-reflection, she found her voice and built a media empire, inspiring millions with her message of resilience and empowerment. Nelson Mandela. Imprisoned for 27 years for his fight against apartheid, Mandela endured immense hardship. However, his time in jail allowed him to cultivate inner strength and forgiveness. Emerging a leader of unparalleled grace and determination, he led South Africa to a peaceful transition to democracy. General Motors CEO Mary Barra faced unimaginable tragedy when her son passed away in a car accident. While grief-stricken, she channeled her experience into leading GM through a critical safety crisis, prioritizing safety innovation, and earning the respect of the industry. These are just a few examples. Countless successful leaders have confronted and overcome past trauma using their experiences to build resilience, empathy, and a deeper understanding of themselves and others. Their stories demonstrate that even the most challenging experiences can be catalysts for powerful growth and transformation. Inspired by the stories of resilience, let's explore some practical steps leaders can take to address past trauma and cultivate a more fulfilling leadership style. Acknowledge your past. The first step is acknowledging the impact of past experiences. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or seeking professional therapy can be valuable tools for self-discovery. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Trauma can be deeply damaging, so treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a loved one in a similar situation. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. Learn healthy ways to manage difficult emotions. Mindfulness practices, exercise, spending time in nature, or creative outlets can be helpful. Seek professional help. Consider therapy with a qualified professional specializing in trauma. Therapy can provide a safe space to process past experiences, develop coping skills, and build resilience. Build a support system. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who believe in you and your journey of healing. Focus on your strengths, identify your strengths, and build upon them. Recognizing your capabilities can boost your confidence and self-esteem. Embrace forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't about condoning the actions of others, but rather about releasing yourself from the grip of resentment. Forgiveness can be a powerful tool for healing and moving forward. Set boundaries. Learn to say no and establish healthy boundaries to protect your well-being. This allows you to prioritize self-care and avoid situations that might trigger past trauma. Practice self-care. Prioritize activities that nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, and exercising regularly are crucial for overall well-being. Empower others. Use your own experience to help others. Share your story, if comfortable, and create a safe and supportive environment for your team. Remember, healing from past trauma is a journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks, but with consistent effort and self-compassion, you can build resilience, cultivate a fulfilling leadership style, and inspire others. In our exploration of healing from past trauma, it would be remiss not to mention Dr. Gabor Mate. A renowned physician and author, Dr. Mate has dedicated his career to understanding the impact of early life experiences and trauma on our physical and mental well-being. His own upbringing, marked by the displacement and trauma of his family fleeing Hungary during World War II, undoubtedly shaped his passion for this work. Dr. Mate's message is one of hope and empowerment. He emphasizes the body's inherent capacity for healing and the transformative potential of addressing past trauma. The good news is Dr. Mate's work is accessible to many. He offers numerous free resources online, including talks, articles, and interviews. For those seeking a deeper dive, his books like The Myth of Normal and Hold On to Your Kids provide a wealth of insights and practical strategies for healing. Dr. Mate is just one example of the many dedicated professionals and individuals who are helping others navigate the path towards healing and self-discovery. By embracing the resources available and fostering a supportive community, we can all work towards becoming the best versions of ourselves, leaders who inspire, teams that thrive, and ultimately a world where past trauma becomes a catalyst for growth, not a barrier to our potential. Here at Fulfilling Leadership, we believe in your potential. We encourage you to take the first step toward healing today. Explore the resources we've shared, reach out to a trusted friend or therapist, and prioritize self-care. By investing in your own well-being, you'll unlock the power to become a more impactful leader and inspire those around you. Thank you for joining us on this episode. We look forward to growing with you on your leadership journey. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Fulfilling Leadership Podcast. We hope that our exploration of fulfilling leadership has inspired and empowered you to make a positive impact in your own leadership journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to our podcast and join us again for future episodes. Until then, remember to lead with purpose and make a positive impact. Goodbye and take care.